Again, welcome to our humble abode here at the lavish stamping ground that is Variety.
Welcome to the two captains for the
traditional press conference. This is a very exciting week for Variety. As been previously announced, it's the teams will now play for the Variety Showdown Shield, and that is for the next 3 years. So it's the two games, obviously, this year, six overall. So we're very excited about it from many reasons. It is a great partnership with the two clubs. It's a great partnership with the two clubs' community arms. So the work that we'll be supporting with the two clubs is around with the Power Community Limited and also the Crows Children's Foundation. So all about outcomes for us, all about the programs that have a historical great track record. So we're very proud to be the naming rights, as it were, owner of the trophy and of the medal. So the best player on the field will be playing for the Variety medal. Surprisingly, Kex.
Very surprising.
So, thank you to the two boys and appreciate the support. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
And your sandwich.
Open to questions.
Dex, are you fit? Are you playing?
Am I fit?
And are you playing?
There's a couple of questions. Yeah, I'm fit. I've just got to get through training this week, but I'm good chance to play this weekend.
What kind of confidence level is there?
Very confident.
Yep.
Very confident.
How much training have you done so far, Dex?
I've done a lot. As Trav knows, when you're in rehab, you probably do more training than you do when you're with the group. So I've done a fair bit of training the last 7-8 days, so I'm in great order to be able to play on the weekend.
Were you close to playing against Carlton on the weekend?
Oh, relatively close, but it probably would have been silly if I ran out and did a little bit more to my hamstring. So obviously there was a bit of irritation in my left hamstring, so I've been able to do a fair bit of conditioning and pretty much all training the last 7 or 8 days, so I'm looking forward to training today, training Wednesday with the group, and fingers crossed, hopefully run out against Trav's boys on Saturday.
That's Sloan certainty?
Certainly. Well, that's up to Pikey whether we want to bring him back in. Nah, he'll be a good chance as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right.
Well,
Tex, in terms of Sloaney, how much has he done? Has he get close? Was he very close on the weekend? Or?
Yeah, obviously we had to back him off a little bit to then go forward because he had a bit of a sore foot. So he's been able to do a fair bit of training as well. So he'll be very fresh and ready to go Saturday.
Trav, are you sore from the Optus Stadium deck?
Nah. Look, I think it's a pretty good deck from my perspective, and pulled up really well. So got a couple of hours in the water yesterday, which sort of helps as well.
What about Paddy? You reckon Paddy benefits from a hit out over there? Or?
Oh, there's no doubt. And he's pulled up really well. Spoke to him after the game and he got through the game really well. And for him, he'd missed a fair period of footy, so it was good to get time and legs out there and a bit of match practice again. So he'll be better for the run.
Ken agreed it was a soft performance against the Eagles on Saturday. How much does that sting the group when you hear that sort of play?
Oh, it certainly does sting, but we're honest. There's no doubt that performance was nowhere near what we expect. I mean, you lose the contested ball by that much, it's a pretty poor performance, and we'll review that today and certainly look at that sort of area and where we let ourselves down, and whether it was stoppage, whether it was other parts of the game, but to lose by that much is very disappointing.
You've lost the last 5 showdowns, I think it is. How hungry are you guys to turn that around this week?
Oh, we're really hungry to turn that around, there's no doubt about that. And the whole club, our supporters, it's been long enough that we haven't won one, so we're pretty hungry to get out there.
I suppose conversely, Tex, how hungry are you guys to maintain that dominance, mate, you've had over the last couple of years?
I didn't even know we'd won the last 5. I knew we won the last couple, but showdowns are great. I love playing showdowns. Good fun for the state. They're always great contests no matter where you are on the ladder. So I'll be tipping that it'll be a pretty hot contest come Saturday afternoon.
The Fire still in it. I've asked the Variety and the sort of whole approach. It seems like the real animosity may not be as strong as it maybe was before? Do you feel like as soon as it's ready to go that you're still as fierce as ever?
Yeah, I think so. Especially, I tip that Bokey and the boys don't like Crows and vice versa. So I reckon they're great games. They're always hot. You're always in it till the last quarter, no matter what the score is. So it's going to be great fun.
Yeah, there's no doubt the fight's still there. The rivalry's always going to be there. And I think that the way they've been played, it shows there's still a lot of fire there.
Just what stands out on those five showdowns? Some of them have been close, some of them have been blowout. What stands out to you as what have those fallen short?
I reckon you look at most of them and we speak about it a lot, but we've probably lost in the contest the majority of the time in those games, and you lose the contest, more likely you're going to lose the game. So certainly when it's a hotly contested, fierce game of footy, that you've got to be up for the fight, and we haven't been able to match Adelaide in the contested ball in those games, and we've got to make sure we're up and about early in that area.
What do you think that's going to become a trademark of your group? That would one time be standard at Port Adelaide and now, isn't it?
I think it's the consistency of it, Roach. I think that's the biggest thing, and that's been our challenge, probably over the last couple of years, is our consistency with it, and certainly this year it's been the same, and we're trying to get that right, there's no doubt about that, but we've got to keep working in what we believe in, and eventually that title will turn, so... we're confident in our group and the trust in our group and coaching group is high, so we know we'll turn it around.
With that work in the contest, Trav, how important is it to get Sam Culpepper and Tom Rockland back this week, given they both played pretty well on Saturday, Friday night?
Yeah, look, both of those, the last couple of weeks, have played some really good footy, so they'll definitely put their hand up for selection, and both very, very good contested ball. So, they'll have a good week on the track, and I think there'll be a big chance that they'll put their hand up for selection.
Tex, do you feel like Adelaide's preparation has been sort of ideal leading into this? I mean, it's a couple of lowly ranked sides who stay at home, whereas Port have had to travel back and from Perth. Do you reckon it's in your advantage that you had a better prep?
Well, we've had seven games, so I don't class any team now in the competition as easy beats, because it's just even. It's just the way it is. You saw Carlton in the second quarter on the weekend, and a little bit was our doing, but they were able to get on top of us and score pretty quickly. So I think the competition's so even now then that you just have to rock up week in, week out, and put in a four-quarter effort. Otherwise, you run the risk of getting beat.
What about mentally? The fact that you haven't had to leave and travel, does that have a difference at all?
Well, the AFL put the draw in front of us, and we've just got to... We don't get a choice whether we rock up or don't. We have to be there at whatever time it is and play the game that... is scheduled at that time, at that venue. That's just the way it is.
Travis, that running game that you played in the second half of the summer showdown, did that give you an idea of what you should be doing in showdowns, or does the summer one just become irrelevant because everyone's just experimenting with stuff?
Look, we try and play the same brand of footy no matter what the game is, and we know that the showdowns are definitely probably up another level. But that's the game we want to play. Certainly the back after that game, and we've tried to maintain it through the first part of this year, but probably haven't performed consistently or well enough. So look, that's our game. We want to take the game on as much as we can. We want to win the contest and try and keep it in our forward half, and that's what we're trying to do again this weekend, Rich.
How's Wayne?
I'm not 100% sure, because we don't start till midday, so if we did it this afternoon, I'd have a little bit more information. But he's fine. He's pulled up pretty well, similar to mine, I think. So he'll have some, obviously, get some scans throughout the next couple of days, and we'll find out exactly what's wrong.
How does your concern with the amount of blokes that get ahead at the moment?
It's not ideal. Ideally, you like to have your best players playing, and we review our program every day of the week, so we'll just have to continue to do that to find the reason why we're getting so many injuries, but it'll be what it'll be. No one's died. We'll next person up creates an opportunity for someone else.
What modifications have been made to training tests. Like Don said last week in press conference that there were going to be some modifications given the amount of hamstring injuries. What's sort of changed so far?
I probably can't go into too much detail as to what we've modified. Okay. But as Pikey said, there has been modifications.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
We might just pop out there for a couple of kids.
All right. No worries.
On our way.